And we're back here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM. And I'm talking with Mitch Brining and Amy Jorgensen about the Rock the Gym event. You know, we were just talking about some things off the air we should make sure we hit on real quick about, you said something like 67 different things that have been contributed or are part of the raffle.
So we have at least 67 local businesses and people in our community that have donated something towards the raffle. So we have the car, we have the, you know, some of this other stuff, but up and down Main Street, our wonderful businesses in this community have supported this event and given us prizes that we'll be able to raffle off.
Okay. And then, of course, there's the car that people have a chance to take a shot at that, and dollar raffle ticket or dollar entry to be able to have a chance to win that. But then you pick how many people to actually take the half court shot for that?
So we actually, the program has been, we pick two.
Okay.
And someone, we have like, it's a little bit like you said before, the price is right.
Okay.
So we have this wonderful gift right here that you can have, or you can shoot for a car. And usually they shoot for the car, and the second person gets the wonderful gift.
Yep. Carol Merrill, tell them what they've won.
A day of golfing.
Yes.
A day of golfing.
Yes.
Ooh.
And dinner at the country club.
Ooh, okay. So I wouldn't golf, but I'd take the dinner at least. So I'd say give the golf to somebody else probably. But anyways, so, and there's a bunch of volunteers invited. This event starts at 4:30, right? This coming Friday, be there or be square. An event, how long does it usually go until by the time all the games are said and done?
We hope to be done by 10 o'clock. I mean, that gets to be a long night, but usually, you know, depending on, you know, if we have a wonderful overtime basketball game or something like that, or, you know, one of those really close games where they use all the timeouts they have available, makes the night
after
longer.
After 9, hopefully.
Yep.
Okay.
Be shooting. And
okay. So, and then you obviously have different games to choose from. You can be on the girls' gym, the boys' gym. You can be over in the middle school if you want to go to the middle school games, because that's where the JV plays over
the
there?
The freshman boys.
Freshman boys.
And the freshman boys actually have so many players, they have two teams.
Wow. Well, that's really cool. So you're going to have a lot of kids down the road here. They're going to be playing basketball, hopefully, right? So, excellent. So coming up this Friday, 4:30. But you can come later too if you want to, right?
Yep. Oh, you can later watch the girls'
come,
varsity.
Yeah, whatever game, you know, if your schedule's busy, you know, our raffle is going to just start at 4:30. Okay. We're actually going to close the raffle at halftime of the boys' game. So, you know, from 4:30 up until that time, you'd be eligible to come and see the great stuff that we have, and, you know, come and go as you please. The only thing is on the tickets, you know, it's a present to win. You got to bring your ticket to the counter and show us that you were the one that had the ticket.
Okay.
So once you're there, we want you to stay.
Okay.
And if you have to leave early, leave them with a friend, and we'll make sure we get you your prize.
There you go.
Because there'll be 20 different prizes besides the shooting for the half court.
And depending on the quality of your friend, they'll either tell you you won something or not, right?
Absolutely.
That's the way, you know, you snooze, you lose. That's what I say. So, well, that's great. So coming up Friday, $4 for the tickets too, did you say, Mitch?
You know, entry for the basketball games is $4. I think it might be $2 for students.
Okay. And then you end up
same
with,
as any other high
yeah,
school
just,
event.
It's just a normal high school game.
Okay. And the money's going to all kinds of programs. It's not just the basketball program, so we want to dispel that myth.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Amy came with her dispelling the myth wand, and we are dispelling that myth today. So this is not just for basketball.
We give
sports.
To yes. all sports.
Parkas, and we give, you know, help with locker room refits. And I mean, it's just, it really is. The Sports Boosters has a proud tradition. I mean, and it's been going, what, did we figure out since 1993? Was that about right?
Right now we have records kind of through 98.
Okay.
And before that, you know, that's a little bit before my time.
Okay. I kind of remember because I started directing shows at the high school from like 94 until 2000 something, and I kind of remember the Rock the Gym starting right in that neck of the woods for time frame.
You know, as a fan, kind of alumni, I just always remember, you know, you'd come back and watch the Rock the Gym, and it was just a fun event. And now that I have kids, they think it's really great. So.
Well, this is just one of the great events going on in the community this week. I do as I try to a lot of days, go through and just pick out some really quick things going on in the community. We've got bingo at the library going on tomorrow, February 16th, from 2 until 3 p.m. Try your luck at bingo. You can try your luck at the half-court shot or try your luck at bingo. There's prizes won with every round. It's open to the public, and that goes on over at the Sauk City Public Library. So if you're interested in bingo, I just love shouting bingo. You know, and then, oh, I didn't really win. I just wanted to shout bingo. So, and then also this Saturday, there's a Sauk Parade Against Hunger fundraiser at Papa Murphy's. So if you want to get some pizza and then, you know, enjoy yourself with a nice pizza at home, because you buy it there. You cook it at home. But from, I think it's in 10 o'clock until 8 o'clock p.m., for each large or family-sized pizza purchased, 9 children are fed by that. So they raise enough money with each of those pizzas, they can feed 9 kids. So that's at Papa Murphy's right in town here. So another great business that contributes a lot to activities that are going on. And we just wholeheartedly support that Saturday should be pizza night throughout Sauk Prairie. Also on Saturday, February 18th, the Ron Hart Bowling Tournament is going on down at the Riviera Bowl. There's 3 shifts of that, starting at noon, 3:30, and 7 p.m. The cost is $20 per person, with $6 going towards bowling and $7 for the scholarships and $7 going to the prize patrol. So they have snacks and all kinds of fun things, but that's, again, down at the Riviera Bowl, the Ron Hart Bowling Tournament. That's been going on for a while now, too. Here's another event, the 10th annual. So these events that our community's been doing for a long time, it's just a great thing. Also on Saturday, February 18th, I think this is the last week too, don't quote me 100%, but Bald Eagle Watching Bus Tour, again, will be leaving from the Cedarberry Inn. Cost is $5 per person. Reservations are required, so please call 643-6625. That's 643-6625 to reserve your spot, because if you want to go on the tour bus, I think this is the last week of that. I'm pretty darn sure. At least I didn't see one listed for next week, so I kind of put two and two together there. So, and then also next Monday, February 20th, from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m., the SCORE folks will be back in town doing SCORE counseling sessions. They do everything from conferring with you or giving you advice about starting or growing a business, choosing a business structure, budgeting, marketing, sales management, accounting, record keeping. If you're interested, if you're thinking about starting a business or you have a business and you'd like to get some additional skills or some just information and counseling, that's going on from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. on Monday. Call the chamber office, though, 643-4168, because I do believe they have a limited number of slots available, so you want to make sure you get one of those slots. Then also, interview and resume workshop is going on Monday the 20th from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. A straightforward staff is going to teach you how to land the job you actually want. That's happening at the Sauk City Public Library. If you're interested in that, you can give them a call down at the library or contact Emily at saukcitylibrary.org. Emily can give you more information too, but Straightforward will be hosting that on Monday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. And then lastly, I part like this, the beaded necklaces for adults. This is my speed, making beaded necklaces for adults. This is how I'm going to get my wife's birthday present, is I'm going to make a beaded necklace. And this is happening at the Ruth Culver Memorial Library. Learn how to make a beaded necklace, and all supplies and tools will be provided. See, you care. This is going to be not only a great looking gift, but it's going to cost me nada. So I hope my wife isn't listening right now. My secret will be blasted to smithereens. Anyways, that's happening on February 21st, which is next Tuesday from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. So come and do some bead making with me there at the Ruth Culver Memorial Library. And of course, we've bypassed it, but one more time, Friday, this week, Friday at 4:30?
Yep, 4:30 until at the end of the varsity boys game, which starts at 7:30, rock the gym at Sauk Prairie High School.
Come and support our sports program.
Please.
Yes.
Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
At Sauk Sports is the Twitter handle.
Okay, at Sauk Sports. And then you have a Facebook page too, right? So all kinds of information is out there if people want to go find it, right?
Correct.
Anything we missed? Anything we need to just plug out one more time?
Well, we just really want to thank all the people that were able to donate to our raffle and our cause and have donated to Sauk Prairie Sports Boosters. You know, maybe they weren't able to do it this time, but over the history of our organization, we just really, really appreciate the community support we've had.
Just knowing 100% of your donations goes directly to our student athletes.
Excellent.
So. Our overhead is zero.
Zero. I wish we could say that here at McFarland's. That would be great. Our overhead is now zero. John McFarland would think I was a hero if I could come up with that way to do that. So, well, thanks. Our guests today have been Mitch Breinig and Amy Jorgensen.
Thank from you for having us.
Sauk Prairie Sports Boosters. Always a great joy to see you, Amy, and your smiling face. Mitch, I can't imagine this show without you. Thanks for all the information. And you're actually heading up this event too, right? Or kind of the coordinator for it?
Well, I've been heading it up, but the Sports Boosters together, we work really well as a team, and everybody just participates, and it's really wonderful.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody, here at 99.7 FM, WRPQ in Baraboo. So hope you'll see us or hear us again. I guess you can't really see us unless you come down here. So at Mornings at McFarland's, we'll be back next week with another exciting adventure into community activities here in Sauk Prairie. So thanks for joining us, everybody. Back to you, Mike.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBrèche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show was presented by Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop and DeMars Plumbing.